The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What a world! Welcome to another episode of The Ocho, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's bloggingtheboys.com. My name is RJ Ochoa. You know me, of course, from BTB and from Radio's your humble host, on to The Ocho. It is Wednesday, August 4th, 2021. We hope all is well wherever you are. We hope you're happy, safe, healthy, and that you are having a very fulfilled hump day. Today is the last day without any Dallas Cowboys games of any kind played so far this season. Yes, I know it's just the preseason, but tomorrow the Dallas Cowboys, our Dallas Cowboys, will play a game. America's team will face off against the Pittsburgh Steelers in the Pro Football Hall of Fame game. You can watch that game on Fox. Obviously, enshrinement weekend is coming. Lots of good times coming for Jimmy Johnson, Cliff Harris, and Drew Pearson. By the by, Tony Casillas and I did tell some Jimmy Johnson stories, or rather Tony told some and I listened. On this week's episode of the 750, make sure you go back and listen. Make sure you subscribe right here to the Blog of the Boys Podcast Network. Leave a rating, write a review. If you ask a question, I promise we will answer it. So let's get you caught up on all the latest and greatest in the world of the Dallas Cowboys, which is our job here on The Ocho. And the big headline right now obviously has to do with quarterback Dak Prescott, who did not throw again on Tuesday during the Cowboys' ninth practice of training camp. He will not play on Thursday in the Hall of Fame game. I don't know that anybody really thought that Dak was going to play even before the muscle strain, but we now know it for show. Mike McCarthy took to the podium before practice on Tuesday. He mentioned that the Cowboys have taken a step back. I do think that it's important to say it's not like we've taken a step back. I think it's more like we've taken a step back. Mike McCarthy said that the Cowboys still feel the same about the type of injury that Dak Prescott has undergone, or is undergoing rather, or is in experiencing, however you want to put it, but that the Cowboys became more conservative with the timeline after they assessed things over the weekend. McCarthy noted that after the research and looking at it, the Cowboys don't want to turn it into something big. He noted the team's doing everything they possibly can, and they're just being conservative with his rehab. We had a live show on the Blog of the Boys YouTube channel on Tuesday night. Make sure you subscribe over there. And Tom Ryle, who's been out in Oxnard over the last couple of days, put it well, I thought. This is the time of year. It's August 4th. It's August. It's early August, where you err on the side of caution. Mike McCarthy did appear on NFL Network following Tuesday's Cowboys practice, and here is what he had to say about QB1.
Coach, you addressed the media a little bit earlier, shared some news about Dak Prescott and the shoulder. If you could maybe just reiterate and walk us through sort of the decision and maybe how long you want to make sure he gets to get right before you put him back out there.
I definitely. I mean, he obviously has an injury he's dealing with, and I just think particularly with the time of year we're in and where we are in our training, we're just going to kind of take a step back and be smart with it. You know, it's something that we just don't want to taint, you know, let it turn into something major. So he won't play Thursday night in Canton, and we'll reassess when we get back.
It is very possible that the next time Dak Prescott throws again in terms of practice, and as far as practice is concerned, is next Tuesday, August 10th. By the way, that is the same day that Hard Knocks premieres for the Cowboys. The trailer did release yesterday on Tuesday. It looks very good. We have it available for you at bloggingtheboys.com, and we will have live shows available for you on the YouTube channel. We will podcast those here as well if you're more of a podcast listener, but it's almost Hard Knocks time. Anyway, the reason that could be the next time that Dak Prescott throws is because Well, we mentioned the Cowboys are traveling today to head over to Canton, Ohio. The Hall of Fame game is obviously tomorrow. That's Thursday. On Friday, the Cowboys obviously getting back to Oxnard, getting resettled in. On Saturday, the Cowboys will have a joint practice with the Los Angeles Rams, where the status of Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford is in doubt, who sustained a thumb injury earlier this week. So it makes sense if you are either Mike McCarthy or Sean McVay to slow your roll with either of your franchise quarterbacks, because again, it is early August, but it especially makes sense to do that in a practice that is going against another team. You want to exercise all cautions. Although, you know, hey, I understand if you're frustrated, I understand if you're, you know, whatever, but ultimately, everything really is fine. Other news, other things to take note of. On Tuesday, DeMarcus Lawrence passed his physical and was taken off of the physically unable to perform, aka the PUP list. It remains to be seen when he will be fully back in practice, but a good step, a positive step in the right direction for Tank nonetheless. Also, something very interesting. On Tuesday, the Dallas Cowboys released their unofficial, I repeat, their unofficial depth chart for this preseason game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Everything's pretty chalk. Everything's pretty much what we expected it to be. Something notable, though, the starting tight end is Blake Jarwin. Look, again, it's just an unofficial depth chart. You know, I'm not saying it really, really, really means something, but it is worth mentioning nonetheless. Michael Gallup was also on NFL Network. He actually jumped on there before Mike McCarthy on Tuesday after practice. And one of the more interesting things he said to me, he was asked about the competition between the Cowboys wide receivers, the Cowboys defensive backs. He talked about competition. Here is what Michael Gallup had to say.
But what is it like going against the DBs? They talk about ironing, sharpen iron. You guys have Diggs, who's a young player. Have you guys gotten the best of them this camp, or have they gotten the best of you?
I think this camp we've gotten the best of Diggs this camp. I would CD's been going crazy, and I haven't been able to go the last couple of days, but CD's definitely been putting the hurting on him. So have all our other wide receivers. I think we've gotten the best of them, but you know, good on good. That's what you like to see. That's the competition side of it, and everybody likes it. So.
The Cowboys are traveling today again to Canton, Ohio. The good times are coming. The Dallas Cowboys playing a football game tomorrow. Again, the Dallas Cowboys will play a football game tomorrow. We will have you covered, of course, all over the Blog and the Boys universe, at the site, on social media, here on the podcast network, on the YouTube channel. In case you didn't know, we will have a live show after the Dallas Cowboys game. Later on today, we are scheduled to release a preview video for you where we tell you what to look for, what to look out for when it comes to this upcoming preseason game, something we'll be doing all season long, week 1, week 2, week 6, week 9, week 14, whatever the case may be. We're excited. Football season is here. Later on today, you have a new episode of the NFC East Mixtape coming your way that should drop about 10 a.m. Eastern time with myself and Brandon Lee Gowden, where we will discuss the state of the division, obviously the state of Carson Wentz and the Indianapolis Colts, how that impacts the Eagles, the big scrum that happened with the New York Giants on Tuesday, and obviously the latest with the Dallas Cowboys. After that, you will have a brand new episode of Talking the Star with the crew as they tell you the players that they really want to see something impressive from when it comes to Thursday night's action. This was the latest edition of the Ocho. It feels good to be back, people, and I promise I'm not going to butcher the ending this time. I thought I wouldn't. I made myself nervous. That's really my bad. Have a great day. Have the best day ever. Have the best day of all time. You know why? Because you deserve it. We will see you in Indiana, my friends. As always, go Cowboys, and peace out.